Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe.
All right, who's watching using Netflix? Well, judging by the shares of Netflix today, they're down about 18%. Fewer eyes are watching than previously expected. Let's find out more from Barton Crockett with Lazard. Barton, good to have you with us on Bloomberg.
Oh, happy to be here.
So, Barton, what happened at Netflix? I mean, is it really that bad? The shares down 18%? Who'd they disappoint?
Well, I think what we're seeing today is a self-inflicted wound that's really a couple of quarters in duration. As many people might recall, Netflix got a lot of press for a big price hike that they announced a couple of months ago. I say a price hike. It's a price hike if you kept both the streaming service and the DVD by mail. You used to get both of those combined for one low price that most people paid about $9 per month. Now you have to buy them separately for about $7 per month in the standard plan. So it's about a 60% price hike. They thought that this would put a stop to, for one quarter, to the robust sub growth that they've had for the past couple of years. Instead, what they're seeing is a decline in subs here in the third quarter. People were more frustrated by the price hike than they expected. They misjudged the fallout. They warned about that this morning. The stock's selling off. Likely dings them this quarter, likely dings them next quarter. But the big question for Netflix is what happens after that. It's making this bold move into streaming. That's a service that a lot of consumers want. The only question is a lot of people might want to compete with them in that area. And I think there's some shoes yet to drop there, which could be pretty interesting.
In your studies of the company, is this pricing strategy a mistake?
I think that the way they implemented it was a mistake. I'm not convinced that the change that they've made by itself is a terrible mistake, although I'm not sure I would have gone there. I think the way they implemented it all at one time is nobody does that. When you raise prices for a subscription, usually what you do is you raise them small enough that nobody notices. And the best thing in a subscription model, particularly Netflix, is a subscriber who never uses it. They just ding their credit card bill. But now everybody saw that their prices were going up 60%. They had to take action. They were notified, and a lot of people who didn't even remember they had the subscription said, oh, I have this, and likely canceled. So I think they hurt themselves more than they needed to. Should they charge this much? Well, I think the risk they have in dividing the streaming and the DVD services is that it looks a little bit thin. On streaming, you have fewer kind of movies that people care about. On DVDs, they have a lot of movies people care about. They used to be together. It looked richer. Now I think it looks a little bit thinner with them separate, and that could be an issue over time.
What about competition for Netflix from companies such as Amazon.com?
Well, Amazon has started in subscription streaming as part of their Prime kind of, discounted mail feature. And their movie selection's pretty thin compared to Netflix. They haven't invested as aggressively as Netflix. But others, I think, could. So we have this company, Hulu, which is owned by, NBC, basically Fox and Disney and some private equity, and it's for sale. And you could see a buyer, maybe someone like a Google, maybe someone like an Amazon, maybe someone like a Dish, who could put a lot of money into expanding Hulu and really aggressively go after Netflix. And that's where the real risk lies longer term. I think there's a lot of reasons why some of these big Silicon Valley companies might want to go after this type of business model. That's a difficult thing, I think, for Netflix to navigate if they see a behemoth competing in a space where they really haven't seen much competition to date.
And you have about 20 seconds. Did the company expand too quickly internationally?
They face execution risks internationally. I think their best hope is to be first and biggest faster than anyone else. It's risky. If they pull it off, it'll be a hero story. I'm not sure they're able to do it.
I want to thank you very much. Barton Crockett coming to us from Lazard Capital Markets and giving us some insight into what's happening at Netflix. The share is down 18% today.
Listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.